Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Blessing in Divorce. It feels like forever since I've been talking to you. I came back from Costa Rica a week ago, and I recorded all the episodes that played during that time before I left, and I was there for 6 weeks. So it feels really like a long time ago since I've been talking to you. For a long time, I was batching, you know, batch recording my episodes, but I found it actually more inspiring, I guess, and it just felt like I was more connected to you when I was recording weekly. And anyway, what can I say? I missed last week. It just didn't happen. I wanted to do a retreat wrap up with you, and that is what I'm going to do today. But I just think the whole wrap up, like being done with a retreat and coming down from that and integrating, and then of course arranging to come home for the first time in 6 weeks, all of those things just pulled me away. And it just didn't happen. So I apologize for the missed week last week, but I'm back. And I'm really excited to talk to you today, to get into a conversation about what we learned and what we took home from the retreat. You know, I don't want to make this a sales episode about, you know, selling my retreats. I really want this to be an opportunity to share with those of you who couldn't be there for whatever reason. I mean, not everybody can come, right? So that's really what I want to focus on today. I will say, I'll just do it here up front so it's done. I have two retreats on the books right now, kind of two and a half. So there's one coming up in Italy. It's happening June 22nd to 29th. It's going to be a beautiful retreat in an ancient sort of country estate or country home. All the things that you would expect there to be involved in the Italy retreat will be there, like wine tasting. I'm thinking maybe even a cooking class, but definitely really beautiful home-cooked Italian meals prepared by a chef on site, you know. And of course, there's going to be workshops around self-worth and self-discovery and just connecting with yourself, not to mention things like journaling and meditation, a little bit of yoga here and there, a lot of time together. We're going to celebrate the full moon. It'll be actually be on the first night that we're there. There's just so much. And I find every time I list all the things we're going to do and all the benefits of coming, I always feel like something is lost. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today, is that ingredient that comes with being together with other women away from home, away from the daily worries, the beautiful things that happen in an environment like that. That's really what I want to share with you today. And I want to share some of our lessons. Maybe you can take them with you, even if you can't come to one of our retreats. But if you feel at all intrigued, and Italy's been on your bucket list, a solo trip has been on your bucket list, then this might be the perfect opportunity for you to join us. Like I said, it's happening in Umbria, Italy, on June 22nd to 29th of this year. After that, I'm going to be running a retreat, a weekend retreat, 2 or 3 days in my home in September sometime, nailing down the dates right now. And of course, we're going back to Costa Rica. Same place, because there just isn't a better place to do this. And we're doing that the 22nd of February to the 1st of March in 2025. Registration is open. Early bird pricing is in effect. And I would love for you to have that experience as well. So enough about the details and what's coming up. Let's get into, like, I kind of want to take you with me into the retreat experience today. I want to share the learning and the observations, and I'm hoping that you'll feel the energy of this incredibly beautiful, safe, and loving container for you to do your healing. I believe that there are some really excellent lessons I can share with you that, you know, we all kind of learned this past week. And I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. So join me, please, for this beautiful episode where I do a little bit of a retreat wrap up. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of A Blessing in Divorce. I am so grateful to be allowed into your headset and day today. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm the host of this podcast and the owner and founder of The Separation Club, which is the club you never wanted to be part of, but the best club to be in if you're going through separation and divorce. Here, we talk about how to heal, move forward, and find love if you're so inclined. Also, motherhood through divorce, finding yourself, and creating the life you deserve. Our tools are community, sisterhood, honesty, vulnerability, spirituality, and coaching. And that's when we aren't talking to our experts. I'm also a divorced mother of four adult sons, remarried, and a stepmom to three. So we will be talking about everything that goes with all of that here. If you are recently separated, thinking of separating, divorcing, or even beyond your divorce, but still feeling it, then this is the podcast for you. So here I am, back again in front of my mic and talking to you. There's one other change to this podcast, which you might notice going forward. It depends a little bit on where you usually listen to it. But for a while there, I was recording video with every podcast episode and sharing it on YouTube. And what I noticed was that it was actually kind of stopping me from sharing as often and recording episodes just based on inspiration, because I had to always think about what I was wearing and get a little bit of makeup on and get the lighting right. Whereas when I first started this podcast, I didn't do video at all. And some of my best episodes, at least in my opinion, were the ones that just came to me while I was having coffee one morning. So I'm back to doing it that way, at least for the most part. I'm sure there'll be some videos here and there. But anyway, let's get into this. So last year, I hosted my first retreat in Costa Rica. There was 14 of us, including myself, that went down there. I'm going to say about half of the women, probably more than half, were from the Separation Club. And they had been part of either my membership or coached with me, or had just simply been in the group. And when they saw the post for the Costa Rica retreat, they jumped on it. And when I went down there, I'll admit, I was a little bit nervous because, you know, you're gathering 14 people that a lot of them have never met before. They might have met one or two people, or we'd met online. And so people were coming from all different parts of the country, and actually all different parts of Canada and the US, and also from different walks of life and for different reasons. So I was a little bit nervous about it. But it was very apparent very quickly that I didn't need to be. I think, you know, one of the things that was really important was the tone that I set going into it, that this was going to be a special place, a special opportunity for women to disconnect from their responsibilities, their sense of, you know, I'm needed, I have to do this, I have to do for everybody else, and kind of giving them permission to check out and only pay attention to themselves, because that is very much the focus of these retreats, in that it truly is a gift to yourself, a gift of time. And in that time is an opportunity to discover yourself again, to discover your passion, your purpose, your self-worth, your love for yourself, love for life, gratitude. And the incredible power, like power is a great word actually, for what happens when a group of women come together. There's so much power in a group like that. And it's not just like, you know, stand up and pump your fist and stand up for your rights and boundaries and, you know, that kind of like that very male energy, or masculine energy, I should say. But it's really the power of love. That's really the only way I can describe it. When you take a woman out of her environment and you put her with other women who are out of their environment, so their responsibilities are gone, that the ties to having to do are gone. And she's there for only one reason, actually maybe for a couple of reasons. She's there to take some time for herself. She's there to relax. She's there to learn and to connect with other women. They do come there with that open mind and open heart to do just that. And what I discovered was that all I really needed to do was create an opportunity to do it. They were so open and so willing and so wanted to connect with each other that this incredibly beautiful, loving friendship, sisterhood happened almost immediately upon arriving. Like within 24 hours, everybody had gone from locking their rooms and kind of guarding themselves a little bit to just simply, I'm here with my best friends, even though I've never met them before. And You might think, okay, well, they're away and they're on vacation, and are they really friends? Because when they leave, they're not. They are, though, because almost half of the women that came last year rebooked, and several of them booked to stay together with each other. They didn't know each other from before. Some of them did and brought other women that they wanted to share this experience with. And that to me said more than anything else. Anything else. Like, yes, the smiles on their faces and the thank yous and the testimonials all spoke volumes and were beautiful. But the fact that they wanted to come back and wanted to bring other women in their life to have this experience, that said it all. So, what was it that they had experienced that they just needed to come back and do again? And, I struggled for a year to put words to this. And I still struggle a little bit with it, to be very honest with you. But what I came to realize is what they really experienced that was so life-changing was the freedom, freedom to be, to just be. To be themselves, to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it, to participate in their own way, to connect with other women without any other attachments. Because as we arrive in a place like that, we're all equals. We're not in our houses, we're not presenting ourselves as hostesses, we're not, doing any of the things that we normally do. We are simply there. And we're all equal. We've all arrived at this place together, and we're all spending this week together, eating together, doing yoga together, walking on the beach together, doing workshops together, hanging out in the pool together. So it removes all the other stuff that we tend to identify with, which is our ego. And it just brings us home into our hearts. And then watching women open their hearts, not just to each other, which they did so willingly, but also to themselves, to let themselves feel joy, to let themselves release grief and sorrow, to let the tears fall when they needed to. And then the way that they would reach out and just hold each other when the other person needed it, or maybe because they both needed it. I get goosebumps. I'm literally get goosebumps as I'm sitting here telling you about this because it was so beautiful to watch this happen. So, what were some of the lessons that I shared with them? Some of the learning that I shared with them that was so valuable to them as well, that really enhanced the experience. Because when you book a retreat, you're not just booking a warm vacation or whatever, wherever the retreat may be, but they're usually in warm locations. If you just want to go somewhere and sit on the beach, read a book, and have a few drinks, then go to an all-inclusive resort, honestly. You don't need to spend the extra money to go to a retreat. A retreat has a program, if you will. It has activities. The retreat leaders provide opportunities for everybody there to really dive into or to embrace these practices of mindfulness, meditation. I'll tell you a little bit more about some of the things that we did. But everything is curated in a way to enhance each and every woman's experience as she has chosen to go on this self-discovery journey, on this healing journey, whatever that healing may be for her. Everybody's healing journey is different and there for different reasons. It might be a matter of letting go or overcoming or inviting in. Or healing old wounds. It could be anything, any or all of those. It doesn't really matter. You get to a certain age and stage in life, we all have things to heal. We all have things we need to let go of, and we all have things we want to overcome so we can move forward in some way in our lives. So whether you're trying to move forward to a new purpose because a stage in your life may have ended, like let's say you're an empty nester now, or let's say your marriage is ending. Or perhaps you are looking for something more meaningful to do with your work. Or maybe, motherhood has just really kind of kicked you in the ass and you're just not able to get a handle on it. It doesn't really matter what it is. Somehow you've lost touch with yourself, touch with who you are, and you've stopped asking yourself questions like, what do I want out of my life? And what is my value here? And what matters to me? And what am I doing to help myself live the life that I want to live? Maybe you stopped asking those questions years ago because you just got busy. Busy being a wife or being a mother or both or a sister, a daughter, an employee, whatever it may be. But you lost that connection to yourself. And that's really the thing that happens at a retreat is that reconnection with who you are. And in order for us to feel safe doing that, it really helps to feel part of something a little bit bigger, like you're being held, you're being cared for. And I know that generally speaking, women are often the ones who are doing all the planning, you know, planning of holidays, planning of vacations, planning of special dinners, planning, you know, when to drop a child off and how to do it at university, whatever, like all this planning, this family planning, this life planning that constantly happens, the emotional load of always being the one who's juggling all the balls in their head, being able to arrive in a beautiful place where they can drop all the balls because somebody else is carrying them. Somebody else is making all the plans and somebody else is just facilitating this opportunity to just be there and experience it. And that's what I do. And I love doing it, by the way. So when they get there and they realize that they can just drop the balls, do they ever? They just sit back and relax and, you know, just enjoy themselves and wait for me to tell them what to do, essentially. And they're so okay with it. It just becomes this, hey, Elizabeth, what are we doing next? And so we had this joke going on because when I ran the retreat last year, of course, it was my first time doing something on that scale. And we had this blackboard sitting right by where we ate all our meals. And somebody had drawn on it the first day we got there. She had drawn like, welcome all my rising moon sisters and the beautiful flowers. And so I just left it because I thought it was beautiful. And at one point, one of the owners of the resort came to me, or actually I was just expressing a little bit of frustration over that they were just asking me the same questions over and over again about what we were doing next. And so he just very gently said to me that, you know, a lot of leaders use the board. I'm like, of course, that makes so much sense. So from then on, we were like at least halfway through the week by this point, I erased the board and I started writing down. So I made them a promise that before dinner every day, I would write down what was happening the next day. And so it became a bit of a joke because they knew they were asking me a lot of questions. So it became one of those, you know, they would ask me a question and it was just like, have you looked on the effing board, right? And so that was that they actually perpetuated that joke this year because of course they were back and they're like, where's the board? Okay, like, is it on the board? So I became very good at writing out the board. But like I said, again, what I did and the reason I loved filling out the board was because it gave them the chance to not think. So here comes one of the big lessons that we learned while we were there. When you don't have to think, when you can put all the balls down, just drop them and let them bounce away, when you can just be and somebody else is taking care of everything, the capacity to then become aware of your heart, to get in touch with your spirit, to feel into what needs to be let go of, it's right there. It just happens. It's so beautiful. You don't even have to, like, this is not therapy. This is not a let's dive into the gory details of the trauma that I've been through. Not at all. It's this gentle, beautiful touch of saying to your heart, you've been through so much. And this week, it's all about you. It's all about the heart. It's about saying to your heart, I love you. And I know you've been through a lot and you've carried me through it all. And this week, you get to just be front and center. You get to feel what you feel and just go with that. And that could be laughter and joy. That could be tears of joy. It could be tears of sorrow. You know, there was one of our first yoga classes. It was about the sacral chakra. And this honestly is day two of the retreat. And it was the same last year. It was the day that everybody just cracks open. It's just, it's a very sort of feminine energy part of our bodies. It's where we create life. It's where our emotions live. And so the morning started with yoga that day. And Lisa beautifully guided us through this lovely practice. And, you know, just talked a bit about it. And simply relaxing into the practice was enough for a couple of women to be absolutely sobbing. And I don't think they knew why they were crying. And that's okay. Because The sacral chakra, for example, is all about our emotions and creation. And the element is water. And it's about allowing things to flow wherever they go. And so the tears were flowing. It was so perfect. It was, and all we did, like one of the ladies, I just walked over to her and I just held her hand and she just cried. I said to her, go ahead. It's okay. Don't stop. And she just cried and cried and sobbed. And I asked her afterwards, is there something you need to talk about? She said, no. She goes, I'm not sure what that was, but she needed to let go of it. And suddenly she was in an environment where she was safe and in a place where it was an energy was created, a container, if you will, was created where she could let go. She just could. And so she did, without thinking about it, without planning it, without wanting it or not wanting it. She needed a little bit of help and guidance just to allow herself. And then she just let it go. And after that, somebody described her as like a shell, like an oyster. And how when she got there, she was fairly closed. And every day she just opened more. But the real opening happened that day. And after that, she smiled more. She laughed more. She participated so fully with herself and her heart. So the lesson that came out of that, and the same thing happened the year before. I didn't have Lisa with me. And I did a morning meditation with them for the same purpose. And again, these women were just standing there crying. Because they just had not connected with this part of themselves for so, so long. And it felt so good to come home to themselves and to just be. So the lesson from that particular moment and that experience that we all had that day is to take yourself to that place. And how can this be done? Like, of course, yes, you can come to the retreat. That's one way. But it's also through other practices like meditation, you know, daily yoga, and even participating in women's groups. So I had another experience when I went there, when I went to Costa Rica. I was there for a whole week or 8 days, actually, all by myself before my husband came down to join me for a week. And also Lisa came down, who was my retreat partner this year. And after that, even when our husbands left, she was still there with us, with me. We didn't stay together, but we, of course, saw each other. But those first 8 days, I was all by myself, which was very, very cool. Like, really loved it. And you know me and the moon, right? I talk about that all the time. And this is called the Rising Moon Sisters Retreat, after all. Anyway, I went online right away as soon as I got there and just looked up local events that are happening while I'm there. I thought I want to participate in things and get to meet people and do things for myself. Like, I wanted to do things for myself as well. And I found out about this new, was it a new moon? I can't remember now. I think it was a new moon circle. Yes, it was a new moon women's circle that was happening. So I went and I felt really apprehensive because I didn't know anyone. Like, I had just seen this online. I knew nothing. I had a whole journey with a tuk-tuk driver who was so sweet and patient. He did not speak a word of English. I do not speak any Spanish. We used a combination of Waze, Google Translate, and a lot of pointing and finger gestures to finally find this place. Oh my God, I was so grateful for his patience and willingness to help me find this place, because it was not where it was indicated on the map. And then when we got there, I called out to the women. I said, does anybody here speak Spanish? And one of them threw her hand up and I said, can you please ask him to come back at 9, which is when it was going to be over, so that I didn't have to worry about explaining in Spanish somehow to some other driver how to get there, right? So anyway, and he came and got me. So after that, he was my driver for the whole month I was there. But anyway, being part of that circle, I did not know a soul. I never met these people before, these women. And I sat down in this circle and I felt so instantly welcome and so comfortable. I was also concerned, because I facilitate circles all the time, I was concerned that I would be too busy kind of just evaluating the circle or learning like how to do it myself or like picking up on tips. And I really wanted to just immerse myself and be there and kind of have the experience that women have when they come to my circles. And I did. I was able to do that. And again, the power of women gathering in a circle, sitting together with a shared intention of simply sharing of themselves. There was no greater intention. It was just to be there and connect with the greater energy, to connect with the mother, meaning Mother Earth, you know, Grandmother Moon, Pachamama, Gaia, whatever you want to, you know, whatever you identify with, whatever female, you know, archetype you identify with. That's what we were there for, to connect with that part of ourselves. Because remember, these archetypes that I just mentioned, they are not outside of us. They are inside us. We are that. Whatever is that feminine energy that calls out to you, the part that calls out to you to dance, to create, to birth, to nurture, to receive, to surrender, to joy, to bliss, to gratitude, all of those things, that's a very feminine in you. That's a very feminine energy. And it's a different kind of place for each of us. We all have our own journey with that. But think about it for a moment as you're listening to this. What do you connect with? Or what helps you, rather, connect with that part of yourself? That's a much better way to ask it. What helps you connect with the very, very feminine part of yourself? The part where you are truly within yourself. You are feeling yourself. You are either, you know, dancing inside, or you're joyful, you're creating, you're excited, you are turned on, you are amplified, you're excited, you're in love with life, yourself, maybe someone else, but you feel safe, you feel free, and you feel connected to everything. Like you're like literally like you've plugged yourself into this insane, beautiful energy that is all around us. Well, when you put a group of women together and you have someone kind of leading that energy, the power is incredible. Like, it's so insane. It's so beautiful. And there's so much healing and growth and love and friendship and compassion that happens. Joy, like so much joy is felt. So that was another lesson that I really wanted to emphasize for the women at the retreat was, you know, when we're doing these things that make you feel really good, and it's different for everybody. Like for someone, we did the sacred dance, for example. That was just something that just made them feel fantastic. Like, I haven't felt like this in decades. You know, I haven't danced like this. I haven't felt free like this. I feel sexy. I feel sensual, whatever it may be. That might have been it. For others, it was the sound bath that we did. You know, it was just like lying there and receiving this medicine, this through sound and vibration, and this beautiful sort of meditative sound bath that was shared with us by this gorgeous woman who came to do that for us. Whatever it was, maybe it was the yoga, maybe it was just walking on the beach with one of the other women from the retreat, or sitting together by the pool and connecting with each other, or when we all just got silly and sang songs together. Whatever it was, when each of them felt that freedom to be, to just be joyful, be happy, I said to them, remember this feeling and remember what you were doing to bring the feeling in. Now, I know you weren't maybe in Costa Rica with us, but you know when you've been joyful before. You know when you've been happy before. You know when you've felt this exploding joy inside you, or gratitude for something, this incredibly amplified feeling of life and love and energy just buzzing through your body. Think about when you've experienced that, and think about what made that happen. What was the environment? Why did you feel safe? You know, were you with people you love? Were you in a place of self-nurture and self-mothering, and where you felt good about yourself? You felt worthy. What was the environment that helped you feel that way? And then go there. This was the big thing, was like, go here again. come back to this feeling again and again because it lives inside you. Your joy hasn't left you forever. It just, you might not just be giving it access, or you might not have been able to access it, I should say. It's in you. Maybe what you need to do is put your feet on the ground outside and celebrate spring as it starts to grow all around us. Now, as I record this, it is snowing outside, but you know, soon enough, we can put our feet on the ground. Whatever it is that brings you to a place of connection to yourself, to the great mother, to the feminine. Maybe it's standing under the moon and just looking at her. You know, on the 25th of March, there's going to be a beautiful full moon and there's going to be a lunar eclipse. It's going to be so powerful. And maybe just stand in your window or outside if you can and let that moonlight just hit you. And just stand there and look at the moon for like 10, 15, 20 minutes or longer if you can. Just sit there even and meditate or just look at the moon. It's called moon gazing. It's actually a thing. It's a form of meditation. And it's a beautiful way to activate the divine feminine inside you, the part of you that where all the creative, emotional, you know, sensual joy is born and comes from. But we are so busy, you know, not allowing that out because it feels inappropriate or it feels whatever, right? How many of you feel that you have tight hips? Like if you go to work out or you go to yoga or you go to massage, it's like, oh, my hips are so tight, like, or my low back is so tight, or my pelvis, or like, you know, we all have these issues. Well, hello, it's tight, not just physically, energetically as well. Let's open it. You know, even something like lying on your back and putting if you bend your knees, you put your feet on the ground and let your knees just drop out. And so you're just lying open. So being able to do that means that you're in a safe environment where you feel you can lie like that. Put a very little pillow under your head and just lie there for as long as you can. It's so good. It's such a hip opener. It's excellent for you. And it's a message to yourself that I am safe. I am open to receiving and giving. I'm just going to lie here and feel what comes and what flows in my hips, in my pelvis, in my womb, the love and joy and pleasure and feelings that I have. I even like putting my hands on my low belly just to kind of connect with that part of myself and then just lie there and breathe. Often I'm lying right inside my window. It depends on the time of year. I'll do this on the dock actually in the summer when the moon is shining on me. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful and it's such a gift to myself. And it is such an opportunity for me to tap into my joy. And it's an opportunity for you to do the same. You know, when we're going through tough things in life, it's easy to say things like, I'm so broken, I'm so sad, I'm heartbroken, I can't, I don't know how, Elizabeth, that doesn't work for me. Yes, it does. But you have to give yourself permission to let go. You have to just be able to say to yourself, I'm going to give myself this gift. For the next 20 minutes, I'm going to lie here and I'm going to receive the loving light of Grandmother Moon. I'm going to let her love me. I'm going to let her pour her healing, beautiful energy into me so that I can feel good, so that I can feel nourished, I can feel safe, and I can feel my joy and my love for myself. I am going to just receive the love that's available to me here in this beautiful universe that we live in. I'm realizing that this might sound very like fluffy, but I'm hoping you can hear the passion in my voice and how sincere I am about this. Like this is real, ladies. And, you know, when we opened our circle at the retreat, and I do that at every retreat I host, we always have, like, as soon as we get there and everybody's gathered, we open the circle energetically. And we create this beautiful sort of white light around us to feel connected to each other, feel connected to the energy around us, both in the heavens and in the earth, and to just feel safe, I guess, and feel held. And they feel that. And then after that, it's like we're all best friends. It just happens. And then when we close our circle, there's always a little bit of sadness. Sadness might be a strong word, but we definitely, you know, you feel like, no, I don't want this to end. But the thing that I always remind my participants of, and I want to remind you as well, of any circle like this that you do, I mean, you might do this with your best friend or your sister or your mom, or you might join one of my online circles or come to one of my retreats. But what I always say at the end as we close the circle is that we're closing the circle to hold this very special love and energy that we've created here together, this healing, this very special container, but that we can come back to it anytime we want. It's not closed off. It is just contained. You know, our time together physically has come to an end, but energetically, we're still there. And we're still together and we're still part of that circle. And I see them supporting each other every single day through chats and messages and pictures. Their desire to reach out to each other is so strong. And these women did not even know who they were a couple of weeks ago, like who each other were. So I feel like it's time for me to wrap this up. It's getting long. But I'm hoping, I guess, if I was going to send you away with a couple of sort of highlights of what I've been trying to teach you here and the takeaways, is to give yourself time every single day, even if it's just for 10 minutes, to connect with your heart, connect with the energies around you, whether you choose to reach for God or Source or the universe or something more maybe tangible, like, you know, the earth, Gaia, Pachamama, whatever it may be, or maybe even something like a goddess energy, like whatever it is. But take 10 minutes every day, even 5 minutes, and just connect with that. Whether it's a picture you have, a card from an oracle deck, a figurine, a crystal, something that for you symbolizes that energy. Connect with it every day. And connect with yourself by doing it. Like, just reach into your heart and send an energetic cord, if you will, to this motherly feminine energy, and just love yourself and ask yourself, what's the most loving thing I can do for myself today? What is a beautiful thing that I can participate in today? How can I feel a little bit of joy today, even in the worst and darkest days? How can you connect with a tiny piece of joy today? It's possible. It's how I healed from my divorce. It's how I healed from the loss of a baby. It's how I heal from anything and everything now that feels heavy in life. I've really learned how to do that, and it has brought me so much peace and made life so much lighter, and I can access joy just about any time I want to. I'm smiling as I'm saying this. My heart is bursting with love as I'm sharing this lesson with you, this episode, and I'm so grateful, so grateful that you're here listening. Thank you for still being here, and I would love to hear, what was your biggest takeaway from this episode? That would be so valuable. I would love to understand better how I can reach you and how I can make a difference in your life. So that wraps up everything to do with retreats. I would love to see you in Italy or Costa Rica or here in my home by the lake. I wanted my retreat. So I will share the link in the show notes, of course, so how you can find out more about all of those. And I'm going to be starting circles, both in person, of course, but for those of you who are listening, I'm also going to be starting circles online. There's so much that we can still do just connecting through energy. It doesn't have to be physically in the same room or in the same space. So stay tuned for all of that. And I'm glad you were here. I wish you a beautiful and joyful a beautiful day. And I'll talk to you again next week. And I promise I will be back on Wednesday.